Okay, we've always got you covered at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. As promised, it is time to hoop it up and check in with our good friends at NBA.com. Always a Big E favorite, and that is Jeff Kaplan. He is joining us on the Stewart Cadillac guest line, driven by Stewart Cadillac. Stewart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. Good evening, Jeff.
Hey, Elissa, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, and we have got a ton of ground to cover, and we're going to head out to the West. Let's focus in on the Oklahoma City Thunder, Kevin Durant's injury, and one of your latest posts at NBA.com was the Jones fracture. It can be tricky, but the odds are Durant heals just fine. How concerned should Thunder fans be that their superstar, the reigning MVP, has this injury and the impact that it could have?
Well, you know, any injury is a concern, and obviously with the foot, can be a greater concern. You know, usually with big guys, you see with Yao Ming, you know, his foot situation in his career. But with a player like Durant, you know, this is a very common injury, which is the first thing, you know, fans should realize that this is an injury caused by wear and tear over the years, not necessarily because the Thunder have played Kevin, you know, 38 minutes a game for the last 7 years, and he's logged more minutes than anybody else. That's a contributing factor, but this is something that builds up over the years. And you know, a stress fracture develops. So the treatment now is obviously to heal the bone, and the estimate is 6 to 8 weeks. Some players take quicker than that to heal. Some take longer. It sort of just depends on the individual person and the way they heal. I spoke with the Mavs team physician, Dr. Tio Soriao, who's also the president of the NBA Physicians Association, and he says 6 to 8 weeks is right on target. And that 95% of these heal quickly, heal correctly, and then don't cause further complications. So I think long-term, Thunder fans don't have a whole lot to worry about.
Okay, Jeff, you're talking about Kevin Durant missing 68 weeks, likely going to miss the first 19 games. Perhaps they won't see them until Christmas, that rematch of the Western Conference Finals with the Spurs. But do you think he should opt for the traditional treatment? Should he go for surgery?
Well, you know, again, you know, I don't know. The only thing I can do is take what professionals, medical professionals tell me. And Dr. Tio Soriao said that with athletes, surgery is typically the way to go.
Right.
That most athletes are always going to have surgery to repair this. And I think, you know, they put a screw in there, which adds, obviously, stability. And I think that, you know, as Dr. Soriao said, if it was you or me having this surgery, time frame doesn't matter too much, you know, unless you need to get back to work, you know, depending on your line of work, you need to be on your feet. And
right.
Kevin Durant obviously needs to be on his feet to do his job. So that's why with an athlete, typically surgery is the way to go. You know, otherwise, you know, you may be able to go a different route, maybe avoid surgery. But it does appear that surgery will probably be the route. In fact, I would have thought that they would have made this decision already. You know, and it's interesting, the other night he was on the Thunder bench in his warm-up gear. Obviously, he couldn't play, but it was interesting to see him in warm-up gear. And he was up and walking, not much of a noticeable limp, and seemed to be okay, you know, at least from a pain standpoint. So it does really seem like the Thunder caught this early, which is a credit to Kevin for bringing it up to the training staff, and then for their medical team to make the diagnosis and be able to get this thing in the early stages before it was a bigger fracture.
Jeff Kaplan from NBA.com is joining us tonight on the Stewart Cadillac guest line. And what other players around the league have experienced this? I mean, I'm thinking of Glenn Davis, Brooke Lopez, and did they have second surgeries? I mean, their recovery time was a little bit longer than expected.
You know, it just depends. You know, CJ McCollum with the Blazers had this injury, and he talked about how kind of difficult it was. You know, I think he did it. He broke his foot maybe in training camp last year, you know, before the season even started. You know, Pau Gasol has battled this before. So it really just depends. In fact, Gasol said that he went 2 years knowing that this fracture was coming because, again, it's a stress deal. So it's built up over time. And through x-rays, they could see the wear on the bone, and it took actually 2 years after that initial diagnosis. He kept playing until finally the bone, you know, fractured. So I found that pretty interesting. So again, you know, Durant found it early, and so that's probably the best sign of all, and they can get this rectified. And you know, look, if he misses 20 games, you know, it's not the end of the world. If he misses 25, 30, it's not the end of the world. Because, you know, with the Thunder, they're not going to miss the playoffs. Now, look, the West is crowded, and there's teams that can come up and snag the playoffs, like Phoenix. maybe New Orleans, who I think we'll talk about later. But,
yeah.
You know, they're going to make the playoffs. And with them seeding, it's not a huge factor. Yes, you would love to have home court advantage all the way through. But we've seen throughout the playoffs that that doesn't always guarantee that you get through. So, you know, obviously his health is the biggest concern. And however long that's going to take, it's going to take. And that's the bottom line. It just does not, put Thunder in danger, in my opinion, of missing the playoffs and having a wasted season.
Well, your heart really goes out to Kevin Durant. I mean, he's been such a durable player. He's missed one only 16 regular season games over a seven NBA season. I mean, that's huge. I mean, not just the OKC Thunder, need him. The league wants him back right away.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's an MVP candidate.
That's right.
Right there with LeBron, those are the two guys that are top every list for MVP. And, even the odds came out the other day and saw that he's still second behind LeBron for winning the MVP this year. So, everybody wants the guy back. He's an amazing player to watch and obviously makes the Thunder a lot better when he's on the floor. And Scott Brooks wants him back, I'm sure, sooner than any of us.
That's right. Jeff Kaplan from NBA.com is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us at Twitter, at @eRadioSports. Jeff is joining us on the Stuart Cadillac guest line. And, of course, this is a tremendous opportunity for Russell Westbrook to show his leadership, his ability to carry a team. I mean, it's critical that he doesn't just go out there and be a one-man show. He has got to be very cognizant of getting these other teammates involved.
Yep, and I think this is going to be very interesting with Russell because even before Kevin got hurt, the talk with the Thunder has been ball movement. And, of course, that's sort of the key phrase throughout the league these days. Everybody wants to move the ball, swing it around, sort of a la the Spurs. And, of course, the Thunder offense has been dictated by their two stars for all these years. They want to get the ball moving around more. And Russell had already talked about being committed to doing this. And at Media Day, right at the start of training camp, he talked about, hey, you may see something new from us out there, so pay attention. And so I found that to be interesting, that he is truly committing to getting the ball to other players, swinging the ball. Of course, they've got Anthony Morrow now at the three-point line.
That's right.
Who,
mm-hmm.
If you can swing it to him and get him open look, mm-hmm. when you've got, Serge and Russell out there who are going to command double teams at times, not so much as when, Kevin Durant does when he's on the floor, but they have other guys that can score, and they need to find easier looks than always having Westbrook or Durant going one-on-one. Now, a part of their offense has to be that, because when you have two guys as uniquely talented as they are and can take their man off the dribble on any possession, you have to take advantage of that. You'd be stupid if you did not. But when it comes down to late-game execution, half-court execution during games, when the offense starts to stagnate, and that happens with OKC quite a bit, they need to be able to find ways to move the ball and find better shots other players and get them involved. And so it'd be very interesting to see if Russell Westbrook takes that to heart. It's funny, on Twitter, nobody gets killed more than Russell Westbrook, and I'm seeing now he's going to put up 40 shots a game. It was only preseason, but the other night against Memphis he played 26 minutes, 14 points, 12 assists. He only took 10 shots, so that's a pretty good sign that maybe he's getting it through his head of what he needs to do. And he was finding a nice chemistry with big man Steven Adams, who I believe had 22 points that game, and he's averaging about 18 in the preseason so far. So that might be a nice combination to pay attention to as well.
Okay, Jeff Kaplan from NBA.com is joining us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And obviously, out in the West, there's so much attention with the Spurs and the Thunder. But talk to us about the New Orleans, the Pelicans. I mean, I anticipate they are going to be a very much improved team, and they had a very nice preseason win over the Rockets.
Yeah, and of course, we must say with the Rockets, no Dwight Howard, no James Harden. And if you've seen the depth of that team lately, that basically is their team. So Rockets have an interesting roster going on right now after their unfortunate summer. But as far as the Pelicans go, hey, this is a team to really keep an eye on. Anthony Davis could be a dark horse MVP candidate the way he keeps improving. He looks bigger, stronger. He's playing well in the post. He's hitting the mid-range jumper. We all know what kind of defensive player he is. And last year, you really could not get a fair gauge of the Pelicans because of injuries. Drew Holiday is back. Remember, he only played, maybe a third of the season last year, before injuring his knee. He was an all-star in Philadelphia the year before, so he's got a lot to prove. Eric Gordon, another guy that seemingly is always injured, always talking about being traded. But this is a very talented guy that also has a lot to prove, and health is going to be the biggest thing for him. Can he stay healthy? He never seems to be able to keep knees, backs, whatever, healthy. In fact, he's going through some back spasms now. So he's a guy to watch. Tyreek Evans is coming back. He was already hurt this preseason. They've got Ryan Anderson, you know, guy that can stretch the floor, a knockdown three-point shooter, gives them a lot of versatility because they also have Omar Asik, remember, that they got in the trade from Houston over the summer.
Oh, yeah.
To play at the five, which allows Anthony Davis to move over to the four. But then they can also use Anthony in the middle and Ryan Anderson as the stretch four. So they've got a lot of versatility.
That, of course, has been Jeff Kaplan from NBA.com. Right now, it is time to thank all of our amazing guests in our lineup. Brady Tinker, host of DFW Sports Beat. Rick Snyder, the columnist with Washington Post Express. Kent McDeal from NBA.com. Christopher Walsh, award-winning sports writer and author of his new book, Nick Saban versus College Football. Our very own JP. And I also want to recognize our son, Stephen Campbell, who is turning 13 on Saturday. Very happy birthday to him. Reminding all of you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at Yahoo Sports Radio and YahooSportsRadio.com.